Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Good to be with you. Dow futures down 107. NASDAQ futures down 69. The markets are not sure how Congress is going to vote on the debt ceiling increase. I have put some feelers out to where some Hoosiers are going to be. I do know, and we will have him on the show this afternoon on Tony Katz Today. Congressman Jim Banks is a no on the debt limit increase legislation put forth by Speaker McCarthy. We'll speak to him about that. I've reached out to Representative Aaron Houchin. I've reached out to Representative Larry Bichon. I'm going to reach out to Congresswoman Victoria Spartz as well, see where everybody is on this. I'll follow up with Representative Baird and Representative Pence. I'm curious as to where Carson and Ravan are going to be. They're going to vote for this, because when you take a look at the committee, the Rules Committee, every Democrat voted against this. Two Republicans voted against it. So I'm not so sure that all the Democrats are on board. Representative Lauren Boebert is a no. I mean, it doesn't matter what people like Representative Hakeem Jeffries say. I mean, these people are just, you know, their job is attack Republicans, attack Republicans, attack Republicans, wash or rinse, repeat, wash, rinse, repeat, however it goes. This is what they do. And of course, thank goodness for Joe Biden, huh?
Congratulations to President Biden for arriving at a resolution that does three important things. First, President Biden has avoided a catastrophic default, which would crash the economy and hurt millions of everyday Americans. Second, President Biden has arrived at a resolution that would suspend the debt ceiling for at least 2 years and avoid a hostage-taking situation for the balance of the 118th Congress. Third, President Biden has arrived at a resolution that protects incredibly important democratic interests. The resolution reached by President Biden protects Social Security, protects Medicare, protects Medicaid, protects veterans.
And none of those things were an issue. He's just saying stuff. As a matter of fact, I think this is really bad from Representative Hakeem Jeffries. I think it is the kind of thing that's going to make Republicans say, oh, Biden got too much. All right, we won't vote for it at all. So we won't avoid any default. You want people on board so Biden can look good. You do this ipso facto. You don't do this now. Look, this is a hard-fought compromise that was made, and a deal that was made. I think President Biden held strong. I think everybody got something, and let's go get this passed. And then you get it passed, and then you crow. Hakeem Jeffries can't stop himself. You should never take the man seriously. He only has one speed. There's no honesty that comes out of him. There's only the talking points. That's why he got the job, boo-boo. There's no other reason. It isn't because he's some kind of great mind. Let's be serious. And then there's people like Representative Chip Roy, who voted against it in the Rules Committee, and he's still against it.
My colleagues, be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal. No one sent us here to borrow an additional $4 trillion to get absolutely nothing in return. But at best, if I'm being really generous, a spending freeze for a couple of years. That's it. That's about what you get. And frankly, you're going to make things worse. And my Democratic colleagues know it. That's why they're supporting it. Mm-hmm. That's why they're going around gleeful. Look, there's a reason our Democrat colleagues support this. There's a reason that Mitt Romney supports this. There's a reason that Bill Kristol supports this. It's all the same stuff. There's a reason that our conservative allies are opposing it roundly. The Club for Growth, scoring against it. The Heritage Foundation, scoring against it. Freedom Works, scoring against it. Ron DeSantis, publicly opposed. President Trump, said he thought we should default rather than pursue this kind of lunacy. At the end of the day, the only person that would default in this town is Joe Biden, unless Republicans default on the American dream by voting for this bad bill.
That's pretty focused. And I love anything that goes after Mitt Romney. I mean, that's just, oh, joyous. I still think it is going to pass, but as I stated earlier, I would be a no vote on this legislation. I can appreciate why some people are in favor of it. I can appreciate some of the moves that this makes. There are things in here that are steps in the right direction. Certainly, I do think it's an issue that you did not put an actual cap on the spending. You left the debt limit as open-ended. But if you're already going to be keeping spending at certain levels, you know there's going to be a 1% increase in 2025, and you can engage cuts in other places, maybe you can control the number. Maybe you don't need the cap if you can engage the control. That leads us to where I think the real poison pill in this is, which is the penny plan. There are 12 appropriations bills, as per Representative Thomas Massie. And if these appropriations bills are not passed, a 1% cut goes right across the board. And you might say, good, cuts to spending, excellent. It's a cut for defense as well. Sorry, a cut for defense is a real problem. And I can't get down with that. So I'd be a no on this. And I'm curious as to what's going to happen. Because what do I think is going to happen? It'll pass with like 11 votes to spare. Republicans and Democrats. Matt Gaetz has already said as if it passes because of Democrats, Kevin McCarthy is done as Speaker. I'm curious as to what that means. Congressman Jim Banks is scheduled to be with us on Tony Katz today. We've reached out to other members of Congress. If we get him, I'll bring him to you. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.